Apply today.
As always, right off of the blocks here on America Tonight, we go inside the Beltway with Talk Radio News. Who better to have on the show than Ellen Ratner? There's a true insider for you. Ellen has been around for 150 years covering, I'm kidding, she's got her 60th birthday coming up, but she's covered Washington for a very long time and certainly knows what's going on. And Ellen, have you seen, I heard it's very tense on the Hill, and I was wondering, have you seen this kind of tension before? I was thinking like Monica Lewinsky, but what do you think?
Well, yes, I mean, there was certainly some tension with Monica Lewinsky, a lot of it, actually, and a lot of late nights, as there are now. But I've never seen when it's an issue that sort of should stop at the water's edge, like supposedly international politics is. I've never seen anything where really the reputation of this country is on the line and people didn't pull together.
Yeah. And speaking of that, apparently the Speaker of the House, Boehner, he's losing a lot of leverage with his deficit reduction plan. What's the scoop on that?
Well, I mean, what's basically happened is Haley Barbour, who's the governor of Mississippi, and former actor Fred Thompson and senator, has basically said, look, Tea Party people, you better get behind Boehner and Boehner's plan. And, of course, they don't want to raise it at all. Michelle Bachmann, people like that.
Yeah, and in saying that, are they hoping, of course, like Haley Barbour, Fred Thompson, the former actor turned politician turned actor again, are they hoping that people, hey, are going to listen to this, that you just can't stand there on that line and not move?
That's what I think they're trying to do.
Wow. And in the meantime, all of this, and as I said, in respect to you, certainly you have covered Washington for a while. What, 15 years have you covered the Hill?
I've covered Washington. Well, I've been hard passed on the Hill since 1993.
Wow. So in seeing what you're seeing here, have you ever seen this kind of a stalemate, this kind of a standoff?
Well, again, as you're right, Monica Lewinsky was a pretty bad one, but nothing would it involve something that, as again, is the whole reputation in the United States.
Yeah. And your gut feeling on this one, Ellen, August 2nd comes, and what do you think happens?
Boy, I'll tell you, if I had a lot of money, I wouldn't even bet on it in Las Vegas, because I have no idea.
Yeah, see, that's interesting. Of all the people I've talked to, they tell me the same thing. Everyone I'm trying to get anything out of, everybody says the same thing as you. Their gut is gone on this one. It wasn't initially, but now a lot of people tell me they thought it would pass. They would lift
the
ceiling.
I mean, I honestly think the Tea Party people, some of them believe that this is the shot that the American people need to realize that we have to cut down on the budget. They don't realize what it's going to do in terms of sending markets absolutely reeling.
Yeah. All right, last one, scandal. Congressman David Wu, what's he going to do? Is he going to resign?
Well, he said he's resigning, but now he said he's not resigning until this budget thing is done. But he's out of there. I mean, there's just no way that he could have managed.
All right, Ellen Ratner, Talk Radio News. You have a good one, and thanks for coming on America Tonight.
Thank you.
Coming up on this hour of ATN, our usual check-in in Hollywood with Stephen Shohet. What's happening there on the left coast? I wonder if they're as concerned about the debt ceiling as all of us are. I say that in jest because, of course, it affects the people in California, but they're having so many problems in their state government, the focus is just on, oh, we're going bankrupt, and what are we going to do? And we have to release people from prison because we can no longer afford to have all these people in prison. All kinds of crazy things from San Francisco all the way down to San Diego. But anyway, we'll talk with Stephen Shohet, plus the blunder of the day, and you're going to love this one. Billing people when they're dead for huge amounts of money. Anybody ever come across that? You have a dead relative and they get some crazy insurance bills or whatever, but this one is a doozy, and this story is a crazy story. So I'm going to say it's the blunder of the week, even though we're not even through the week yet. I don't think anything's going to top it. How's that for a tease? That's coming up, by the way, in the next 10 minutes. How about this California Dream Act that's now officially, because I was just talking about California, been approved for illegal immigrants? I mean, this is another battleground federally that's kind of been shoved off because of everything that's focused on whether or not we're going to default, and are we really defaulting, and what about August 2nd, and who's got a plan? Is it the Boehner plan that we were just talking about? No, he doesn't have enough votes right now. Is it Harry Reid? Is there something in between? What's going to go on with the Tea Party ultimately? But in California, they're not ignoring what's happening with illegals. So the California Governor Jerry Brown actually did sign into law a day ago a bill that allows people illegally in California to get privately funded scholarships to go to the public colleges and universities. So they're calling it California Dream Act, and it passed earlier in the month. And the idea is you'll help the people that come into Cali illegally get a diploma after going to at least 3 years of high school, you know, somewhere in the state. And this was certainly wasn't without controversy, but there were much more of a support system for this one than federally when this was being talked about. And the California law is actually named after the national push, if you remember, that was one of Harry Reid's babies, after the national legislation in Congress to give people who are here and they're undocumented, but they've lived up to, or they've lived in the United States, rather, for at least 5 years, that pathway to citizenship through college or military service. I mean, it's a great fair or foul. You know, every once in a while I toss those out. Is it fair to do this, or is it foul? The problem is, I think of a lot of the other kids who are going to school who don't have that opportunity. Now, the military service, I think, is even a little bit different than the college. If somebody's willing to go into the military and it's X amount of years and they give the service, I have no problem with that, because there, that would, to me, would be a true pathway. But on the college side, higher education, I definitely have much more of a problem, because it, first of all, by getting this Cali Dream Act, this California Dream Act, people who are illegal get sort of a promise that their status won't change after graduating from college. And will they, so can they find employment? You know, that's the other part of this that's so strange. So, okay, you can do it. Now we know who you are. Now you're going through. And guess what? You graduate, but now you're still illegal. So it's a tough thing that Brown signed anyway. In one sense, you get the education, and then you've got this degree from, let's say, a Berkeley even, or a Stanford. But how can you use it if you're not, if you're still illegal? So that's the problem. So that's kind of convoluted as well. All right, coming up, I said we've got the blunder of the week and a few other things and odds and ends. Hang with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Have no fear if you like to bounce all over the place here on ATN, which, by the way, you're welcome to join the party on this overnight highway. You can throw in your two cents whenever you want to, especially about this debt ceiling stuff. Do you believe that really we're going to go down the toilet, down the drain on August 2nd if we don't lift the debt ceiling? In other words, borrow more money. The downgrading, I think that's pretty likely. Because, of course, any agency, whether it's Moody's or whoever, they can downgrade and they can base it on the fact that we're borrowing more money in the United States. But how big of a deal is it losing the top credit rating if nothing happens? And if you talk to investors or anybody Wall Street kind of person, they say that it's not as scary as it's made out to be, but there still would be a massive blow to the markets. And the thing that would happen is mortgage rates would go up. So now it also would become a little tougher to borrow. For the individual, it's already tough anyway. But meaning it would be tougher for maybe small businesses, that kind of stuff. So the risk of a downgrade, how big is that versus a default? And the deadline is, you know, it's less than a week away. Is there a last-minute deal to avoid that happening? We were just talking about it with Ellen Ratner. I said, what was your gut? And she said, you wouldn't even take that bet. This is someone who's covered Washington for a long time. So, in other words, knows the ins and outs of roll call and the way things are kind of shaping on the Hill. And there isn't a way to feel this. Even John Boehner, as we mentioned, not having enough votes for his plan. So they don't reach an agreement and they don't raise the debt ceiling. You know, then what? Is this the same old tune that we keep dancing to? It is so annoying, isn't it? It really is. But I really wanted to drill it down to the ratings. And I think probably, I don't think, I know, the thing that would happen is with the bond yields, you know, people buying the bonds, I would be more concerned maybe there. Although once that drops, there's also an opening. It's like the market. If everything falls flat on the market, eventually it's what they call a buying opportunity. So then you can buy in and get much better yields probably. And it might be the same thing that we would see, and I'm sure we would, with the bonds. So you could jump in. People that are in it, it's not so great, but you could jump in it and get a much better rate of return. But this is not a financial show, so we're not going to bang you over the head with all of that. I wanted to do the blunder of the week. And the blunder of the week comes from Tampa. I've got a lot of family that live in Tampa, and this was all over their news stations. It led every newscast. Every TV anchor was talking about this. Because what's happened is the hospital there has filed a $9.2 million claim against a woman, actually her estate, who died after she spent 5 years in their hospital. And they say that's how much they are owed for taking care of Tamika Campbell. She was just 29 when she died. She had a progressive neuropathy, and it was attacking her immune cells and her body's nerves, and it was a slow, I guess, deterioration. How very sad is that? But this is what I wonder. Okay, $9.2 million in hospital charges. I mean, that's got to be some kind of a record, right? Somewhere. It's got to be a record. I've of all the numbers I've heard, I don't think I've heard one quite that big. I mean, this is like a Guinness Book of World Records kind of number. I've heard of a million. I've heard of a million and a half, even a couple million. But I've never heard of one quite that high. So I'm wondering, what do they charge for aspirins? Ridiculous. And here's the thing, too. There's even more to this. Because the other part of the story is that when she was in the hospital, when Campbell was in the hospital, she was accusing them of not really feeding her. People around her were accusing the hospital of not feeding her, that she was losing so much weight. She dropped, you know, almost 40 pounds. So she was lying in a hospital bed hooked up to all kinds of tubes, including supposedly a feeding tube. So there was some debate. Was she really getting the food? Was, you know, what were they doing? And I wonder now, because there's an attorney, of course, involved for Tampa General. And the mother of this poor young girl who died, she doesn't have one. And what I wonder is, how can they go after her, right? Of course, that's not going to happen. So now there's other things springing up in this case. And to file the case, then you have to have the, you know, the estate has to be funded. So that's a blunder. Exactly. Because they're trying to just, they say it's business, but they have to get the money. But who are they getting the money from? Well, the answer is insurance. And the hospital will file claims against the estate of a patient, right, who's died and has unpaid bills. They say that's a normal thing that they do. But they're trying to attach it to get the money. It's just bad all the way around. No matter how I explain it, it doesn't make sense. And it's crazy. What are the list of charges I want to see? What are they charging her? Where do they have her? Were they not feeding her? Feeding her? That's a big, big chunky number, I'd say. Very big. Very unusual, too. So, typical, right? We move from the blunder of the week to some more odds and ends, actually, because a lot is shaken across this great nation, more than just, oh, gosh, what's going to happen on August 2nd, although that is part of the conversation because we hear these threats that if you live on Social Security, some of you have called me and said, yeah, I need that security check, got to pay my electric, I got to pay my mortgage, I got to pay whatever. And the threat that that would not be there has scared and confused a lot of people. There's plenty of money for Social Security. We've talked about that before, unless, you know, they're maneuvering the money around like a shell game, and certainly they could do that. And I think that's what the case is. Oh, well, the funding that's there, we can't possibly give that because, you know, we're so far in bleeding. We are so bleeding and so far away from the black that we couldn't possibly fund that. We're just going to have to wait. Hey, speaking of funding, the post office is closing a bunch of offices, a lot of them in rural areas. If you're listening to me in some places that are a little further out in the woods or really, really small towns, you might ask somebody where you go and buy your stamps and mail your packages if they're still going to be around, because with this study, they're hoping they lost $8 billion last year, and they're hoping that they can close some of the post offices because they think that this would be a way that they could save money and still be open for business. I mean, so far already 280 have closed and more are being reviewed, so there should be some more that close way before the end of the year. The post office has 31,000 offices. Did you know that? They've got what they call branches and stations. Some of them are smaller. They used to have 38,000. I mean, so what do you attribute to the post office in these dire straits? And the reason is some bad decisions, number one, but because you've got all this competition. You didn't have the competition before. If I see one more FedEx truck, I probably see 10 a day. People are paying for FedEx. They don't care if they pay the extra money, or paying for DHL or whatever service they use, or the special little brown truck. I see that everywhere. Maybe more people go to UPS to mail bigger things than to the post office. And I don't blame anybody who does that, because frankly, I've been to several post offices this year. I mean, in other parts of the country, and in my own neighborhood, the wait is crazy because they've gotten rid of so many people. You'll have like one person waiting on 15 people, and it takes forever to go through the lines. And the post office used to have that monopoly on package delivery especially, and express mail, but they don't have it now, so they made a few mistakes. That's the deal. Go to Hollywood next.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com, or call 800-880-0996. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hey, Bill, pick up line 3. It's Brian.
Hey, Brian, what's up?
Here. Thanks. Hey, Bill, I just received my shipment of the Safety Net, our full-year emergency food system. I can't tell you how great it feels to personally not have to worry anymore, especially with the growing threats to our everyday food supply.
Brian, not only are you getting 4,320 nutritionally dense, delicious food servings, but the individual serving price is just $1.43 per meal. It's truly great-tasting food at amazing prices.
The variety is also a huge bonus Bill. It's like having access to a full menu of impressive food.
Well, it really is a safety net for those worried about the coming food shortages and how their families can prepare.
It's great knowing I'm covered for the future, but I gotta go, Bill, and get all this food unloaded.
With scorching heat devastating U.S. cropland, there's never been a better time to visit SafetyNetSavings.com. That's SafetyNetSavings.com. Visit SafetyNetSavings.com today.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN. Or call 800-332-OPTICS. 800-332-6784.
Are you fed up with the Democrats and Republicans? Then listen up. Join American Third Position, a new political party formed to liberate the American people from the banksters who have overthrown the Republic. American Third Position advocates maximum liberty, limited government, and traditional morality. For more information, call 800-513-4928 or go to a3p.me. A3p.me. That's A, the number 3, P.me. It's time to take America back.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali C. And the answer is, Ali C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boosts resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali C. For more information and to order Ali C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali C.
America Tonight. Some of you might recognize the theme song to Entourage on HBO. It's back for its final season. In fact, it just started this past weekend. I was a big fan of Entourage. I like drama, Kevin Dillon. I like that character. I like E. I like Vince, the main character. Jeremy Piven, I think, is just terrific, and he just had a big birthday the other day in his role as Ari Gold, who is the agent. And for those of you who have no idea what I'm talking about, it's the script is about an entourage, a guy in Hollywood with his buddies who are part of the posse. And I think it was such a brilliant idea. Mark Wahlberg, you might remember his name. He was one of the guys behind this, but I'm not so sure about this final season. But is it realistic? What a great thing to talk about with our man in Hollywood, Stephen Shohead. He's the author of Hollywood Stories, short, entertaining anecdotes about the stars and legends of the movies. Hey, Stephen, how are you?
Hey, Kate, how you doing?
Do you think entourages are true? Because I think they are.
Yeah, to some extent, that show is very true. I mean, you know, you've got the Lloyd character, the personal assistant. You have personal assistants in the field of agents saying that it's realistic. In fact, the guy who lives in my apartment actually works for the real Ari, and he told me I'm like Lloyd. So, there's a definite, there's definite things going on in real life that are transferred into that show. As a matter of fact, the real Ari is Ari Emanuel, who is the head of the William Morris Endeavor Agency. And just like the character of Ari on the show, he left his agency to form his own agency in real life, left International Creative Management, ICM, to form the Endeavor Agency. Then recently, Endeavor merged with William Morris. And again, that came to life on the show. And just or that came into the script, I should say. And just like the Ari in real life is not liked by, or the Ari on the show is not liked by all the characters, Ari in real life has made a lot of enemies too. As a matter of fact, there's a story out right now in Deadline Hollywood, one of the main industry websites, talking about how Ari tried to back out of a lease of a Beverly Hills building because he didn't want to share it with another agency. And now it's possible his company might lose anywhere from $25 to $75 million
Wow.
To arbitration. And you know what there is? I'm not... Personally, I've never met him and don't have anything against him, but it's amazing the amount of glee people happy to see his downfall. And there's that element they bring to the show. So it's really amazing how that show sort of merges with real life.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. And was I right about that? It was kind of the brainchild of Mark Wahlberg, or at least he was partially responsible?
Yeah, Mark Wahlberg had a violent past and was in jail, and his brother Donnie at one point asked a friend of theirs, an actor named Johnny Alves, to go watch him and hired Johnny Alves to take care of him when he was going back and forth from home to court. After he was getting paroled, and at one point Johnny Alves was cooking for him, and he got the nickname Johnny Drama. So he was hanging out with him. He was hanging out with another guy named Eric Weinstein, who was a former music roadie, and a couple of other people. And they would all, bust each other's chops, to put it in a nice way. And a lot of people were entertained by them. And it was suggested to Mark Wahlberg that maybe you should do a reality show. And Wahlberg really didn't want to go there because his past was just a little bit too violent. But he thought perhaps a show based on his life might work. And so they pitched it to HBO. They brought in an independent filmmaker named Doug Ellen to be in charge. Doug Ellen wrote the initial script. It was very, very dark and depressing. HBO was not happy and said, can't you lighten it up? And so they decided to make the show sort of a wish fulfillment thing. I mean, the main character, at least in the first couple of seasons, Vince, his dreams are always coming true. He always lands on his feet. And the Vince character, the actor character, he's probably a little bit closer to Leonardo DiCaprio rather than Mark Wahlberg. But it was definitely Wahlberg's brainchild, and there were things in Wahlberg's life brought into the show. Like, for example, Vince on that show is a big spender, and sometimes it gets him into big trouble because you can have a movie part one at one moment, and then it can be pulled out from under you the next.
Right.
And when Mark Wahlberg, when he first got his very first check for $100,000, he spent the whole thing on a $100,000 Mercedes. So
that's a good story. I like that. Wow.
Yeah.
And so Mark Wahlberg, as suddenly he's Mr. Hollywood. He's got his hands in a couple of other productions too, like what's
Boardwalk
it called?
Empire.
Yeah, that
and the Fighter.
Yeah, the Fighter was another one. So he's really turned around, right?
Well, that's what you have to do. I mean, one of the things, like Ari Emanuel, right now, the head of the William Morris Endeavor Agency, what he's really interested in is monetizing content, and the people that he really, talks strongly about nowadays are not the movie stars. It's people like Larry David, who can write and star in his own show, or people like Seth MacFarlane, with the creator of The Family Guy, or Sacha Baron Cohen. You know what happened? Sacha Baron Cohen just got an offer from Paramount Studios for $20 million, well, not just about 6 months ago. And he got the movie he's making, he plays a deposed dictator, in the United States, and he is also going to play a goat herder. So Paramount Studios actually sent a goat over to Ari's office to say that they were interested in the deal, and apparently the goat had to leave after leaving some souvenirs on Ari's floor. And I couldn't believe this story, and I asked my friend down the hallway, and he said it's absolutely a true story, but I wasn't on the same floor with the goat. He was upstairs. But so you know, they haven't had the goat on the show, but on Entourage yet, like I said, things in real life get on that show. I mean, one of the things about a lot of people in Hollywood, I can't speak for everybody, but a lot of people, their favorite movie is The Godfather. And there's that, you know, element of taking things personally, getting revenge, and that sort of reference on Entourage, too, that if somebody does you wrong, you get them back. And of course, Ari Emanuel's brother, Rom, at one point, I think he was mad at somebody and sent them a dead fish, and they had that little incident pop up on Entourage, too. So there's, you know, like I said, there's a lot of things that are real-life things that interject themselves into that show, and it probably, even though it is a dramatic show, is probably the most realistic thing that's ever been done about how Hollywood works.
Yeah. Do you think the females have entourages like the men do, or no, it's a little different?
I think a lot of them do. Not the same level. Maybe more, taking care of like hairdressing and things like that, you know. But I think, it goes person to person, actually. I mean, Demi Moore, they used to call her Gimme Moore because she made so many demands. And when she was on the movie G.I. Jane, she, in addition to the $10 million, she had two private planes that the studio had to pay for, one for herself and one for her luggage and entourage.
Oh.
So now the thing that's happening now is that it doesn't really pay to have an entourage anymore. I don't think Mark Wahlberg really has an entourage anymore because austerity is the name of the game right now, and the salaries have become a lot less, and there's a lot more deals that the actor gets paid when the movie goes into profits and things like that. I think that there's an incentive to keep the budget down. There's an incentive not to get your buddy on as a driver or something like that. It's really fascinating what's happening in Hollywood right now. Movie stars are just less and less of a factor. It's really the concept that is driving the day. I mean, it's such a big change from, like, 1996. Jim Carrey, he broke a record. He got $20 million for The Cable Guy. And John Travolta found out, and for his next movie, Michael, he asked for $20 million plus $1. And that's the way it was. He got it. That's the way it was. The studios were not willing to go forward without major movie stars. And now if the concept is there, they are willing to go forward. Now, you might get, eventually, like the Harry Potter kids, get so attached to the movie you don't want to make it without them, and then they make millions and millions of dollars, or the Twilight kids. But you think about it, when they started Harry Potter, those three kids were unknown. When they started Twilight, those three kids were unknown. So if you're attached to a franchise, you can do really well. But they are willing to make a lot of movies with lesser-known people, like the Star Trek, for example. And if you look at the ads for Transformers, Shia LaBeouf isn't even pictured in those ads. And, of course, they didn't have Megan Fox in the third one. So it's really gotten away from selling movie stars, which is bad for the agents and bad for the managers getting those commissions.
Boy, no kidding. Always fun to talk to you, Stephen Shohead. Pick up his book, Hollywood Stories, short, entertaining anecdotes about the stars and legends of the movies. We'll talk to you next week.
You got it.
All right, that was fun. That was interesting stuff. Coming up, we're going to wrap it all up with your emails. That's next.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances, only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold-processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Laugh your way to a healthier lifestyle with Shira Lidwack, host of Eat, Exercise, Live on WebTalkRadio.net. Separate healthy lifestyle fact from fad and get started with great food and exercise and pure exhilaration, zero sacrifice. Brought to you by The Hair Club, the leader in hair loss solutions with over 95 locations. Not just changing looks, but changing lives. Change your life with The Hair Club and Shira on Eat, Exercise, Live, our holistic guide to fitness, fun, liberation, and reward on WebTalkRadio.net.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? The room was completely black. I hugged her and she hugged me.
Coming up,
back.
We're going to check your emails, which, by the way, this prompts me to tell all of you. If you have some thoughts on the show or you just want to vent on something that you can't stand anymore that's going on in your world or beyond your world, tell me why. Send it to us. Go to the website, americatonight.net, click on the email, easy to find, and then you are in, my friends. But you can always let your voice be heard at 800-259-5791, like Sam in Montreal is doing. Hey, Sam.
How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Let's see. Tonight, even though he's, like I told you, a technician, even though he's 69 years old, Sir Paul McCartney can still put on a heck of a show. He was in Montreal tonight.
Mm.
Yeah. Like,
and what did he sing? Like old stuff, new stuff, mixed stuff?
Yeah. He sang, like when he opened up with, Close Your Eyes and I'll Kiss You.
Mm-hmm.
And in front of us was a grandmother, a mother, and a grandson. And the grandmother was mouthing the words to, Close Your Eyes. And the grandson was putting his hands over his face like, no, Grandma, no, don't. Don't embarrass us.
Oh, how funny.
Yeah, but, listen, Julie and I enjoyed it. And, no matter how many times we've seen him, he still puts on a great show. Now let's talk about... Okay,
but
I know.
Wait a second. Yeah. It was probably a jammed house, right? Because I still hear that Paul McCartney sells out.
Oh, yeah, and he's here tomorrow night for another show also selling out.
Selling out. So what was your favorite song? What was the favorite song that he did?
Actually, the first one, Close Your Eyes.
Close Your Eyes is your favorite one?
You Close Your Eyes and Live and Let Die. And Live and Let Die, he had a pyrotechnic show going on behind it.
I like Live and Let Die.
Oh, yeah. And then the kid said, what movie?
One of the Bond movies.
Yeah, I said, okay. It was the first one with Roger Moore, made way back when, in 1973. It was called Live and Let Die. He went, a lot of pretty girls, a lot of killing. He goes, it's a James Bond movie. What do you expect? Anyway, okay, now let's talk about, okay, the debt ceiling. In a way, it is good for Canada because what a lot of people are doing is that they're selling your U.S. greenbacks and they're buying Canadian loonies, which is, like I said, it's good for us because we have a high Canadian dollar, but it's bad for business because high Canadian dollars means that, our biggest trading partner is, you people to the United States, and it means that high Canadian dollar people aren't buying as much. Manufacturers aren't manufacturing as much, which means they're laying off people or not rehiring. So it's a double-edged sword in this case. And another proverbial question. Have the two parties made nice, or are they still going at each other?
Oh, they're still going at each other. Are you kidding? And their plans couldn't be more different on what to do with the debt ceiling. It's intensified, if anything. For the House Republicans, the total cuts would be $3 trillion. For the Senate Democrats, it would be $2.7 trillion, and the roads are completely different.
You know what? I think they should call in Wayne Brady from Let's Make a Deal and let him broker it.
Do you agree? How about this? Gentlemen will flip a coin, heads or tails.
Then call in a football referee and let them do it. Republicans, this is head. Democrats, this is tails.
Right.
You know who's going to? Problem is, who's going to call it in the air? You know. So, okay. Steve was in recently because we had to meet my niece's future. Like I said, and him and I were talking about what else, Middle East politics, and he was saying that the United Nations is going to, coming up to a crucial vote pretty soon about making the Palestinians a state. He said it would be the big. I don't know about, your listeners' politics, but he said it would be the biggest mistake the United Nations would ever make. In fact, Hanan Ashwawi was here in Canada today, and she spoke to our foreign affairs minister, and she had a message from the quote-unquote Palestinian prime minister why doesn't it come to the Palestinian territories for a visit. What his office diplomatically said without stepping on a few toes was, we'll think about it. And I'm thinking,
you know what?
If you would have said yes, I would have said, you dumb blankety blank.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. I agree with you. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, originally when she said, Yasser Arafat, we're looking like, hello, lady. Excuse me? Oh, in memory of Yasser Arafat, courtesy of the prime minister. Oh, bro. I don't know.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah. Here's the thing. Brokering peace and then talking about the territories, you and I know this. It's never going to happen. You have roots deep into Israel. You talk to your nephew all the time. You mention him on the show. He tells you exactly what he sees and hears. I have a friend that lives in Israel. It's not happening.
Oh, no way, Jose.
Okay,
let's put a little hockey into it. I think the Toronto Maple Leafs have a better chance of winning the Stanley Cup than there'll be peace in the Middle East.
I second that. Sadly, that is not going to happen. Thanks, Sam.
Okay, take care.
You too, for sure. All right, so you mixed in a few things there, including the debt ceiling and what's going to happen. And ultimately, it's always when is it going to happen, what's going to happen. August 2nd is the deadline. Will they break this stalemate by then? They either do or they just keep on rolling is the answer. And as I mentioned to Sam, the pathway for both of them, two very different choices. All right, quickly, because I promised I would do this, let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you very much. This one comes to us from Jake in Austin. Hey, Princess, am I allowed to call you that? Because I've heard you say that a few times on the air with the sports segments that you do. My question is, have you dumped Netflix? Do you have it? And have you seen what's going on with Walmart? I do have Netflix. I am dumping Netflix because it's sad what they've done, how much they've gone up, who wants their streaming and to get their videos for the amount of money that you have to pay. And instead, what you can do is Walmart is now going to offer streaming. They already have it. And you can get streaming in high definition or standard, whatever it is that you need. And they've got some crazy amounts of titles. They get it the same day as the movies are released, the same day they're for sale or for rental. So there's not any kind of a waiting period there. And if there's anyone that's going to figure out a way to do it bigger, badder, cheaper, it's going to be Walmart. So they may get the leg up courtesy of Netflix, since Netflix, somebody in the room must have had too much coffee or not enough sleep or something, because Netflix decided to have a price hike that was 60%, a 60% price hike. If you want to just get just streaming, it would cost you $7.99 through Netflix, right? But you used to pay $9.99 to get the whole enchilada. Then they're asking you to pay $15, $16. Forget it. People were furious. And so far, almost 3 million people have dropped their Netflix service, and their stock is dropping, too, like a rock. And why not do it? Go someplace else. Who wants to pay that? They got how many customers? They got how many stores? Imagine. And it's more money for Walmart. They're the guys that are printing money. They're laughing all the way to the bank. They are just printing it. That's what's happening with Walmart. All right, let's go to another one. This one comes to us from Jane in Vermont, it looks like. Kate, I listen to you on WVMT. That's the hint. That's our fabulous affiliate in Vermont, Burlington, Vermont. She says, I have a question. My question is, do you think the guy who killed all of those teenagers and all those people in Norway, do you think he was unstable? Is he a madman? Is he off his rocker? Or is he just somebody trying to make a political statement? Well, the guy, Anders Breivik, I would say he's off his rocker. 1,500-page manifesto, rambling all over the place, but not rambling like a crazy nutty person, but rambling as to why things are getting screwed up in Norway and Europe and, you know, all these other places. But it's very, very sad. He's very sad, if nothing else. And forget the whole, is he crazy, is he not crazy, how's he going to be tried, because their justice system is a lot different than in the United States. There's no death penalty. There is none of that. In fact, I mean, you know, maybe he goes away for a little bit of time, but there's a chance he could also be out in 21 years. He's only 32. Do the math. For that mass murder, he should be locked away forever.
What, are you kidding me?